The Christian life is a struggle for every one of us from the moment of your new birth until the moment you stand in the presence of Jesus. Sure, if you're a climber, it helps to have some experience, but experience never takes the struggle out of the climb.
Welcome to Open the Bible Weekend with Pastor Colin Smith. I'm Steve Hiller. And Colin, I'm kind of mixed emotions about what we just heard. I feel good to know that what I'm experiencing is normal. Bad to know that, man, I'm going to continue to struggle for the rest of this life.
Well, I like to say it this way. Any dead fish can drift down the river, but it takes some effort to swim against the stream. And of course, to live the Christian life means that we're engaged in a battle against the world and the flesh and the devil. We have the help, the presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit in that, but we're going against the stream, and that means that it's never going to be easy.
All right, so let me back up and ask probably the most basic question of all then. Why? Why should I engage in the struggle? Why should I be doing this?
Because the drift down the stream lends to ends in an everlasting separation from God in hell. I mean, there's only one way to go. Jesus says there's a narrow way. There's only a few people on it, but it leads to life. You go in the broad way, it ends in destruction. So who wants to be there?
So for the person who says, okay, I'm a Christian, but I am not going to engage in the struggle, would you even question, are they a believer?
Yeah, I would say, how in the world can you say you're a Christian? Jesus says, come and follow me, take up your cross and follow me. I'm not going to take up my cross. I'm not going to engage in, you know, you can tell a Christian in two ways. Bishop Ryle said on one occasion, he has peace with God and he's at war with sin.
Hmm.
And these two things always go together. If I'm at peace with sin, I'm at war with God, even if I don't admit that. And so these are the marks of a true Christian.
Well, we're going to spend some time as we begin this new series talking about struggle, and it may surprise some to learn that actually the Ten Commandments address these.
I came across this just thinking, you know, if you were to do a survey in the street and say, you know, what are the greatest struggles of your life? People say, well, you know, I've got a real problem with time and I've got a problem with conflict, and then there are issues. It's not easy to remain faithful and to be pure and so forth. And you say, well, where are these issues of time and of conflict between people and of integrity and of purity addressed? They're addressed in the Ten Commandments. Why? Because God knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah.
And when he speaks, he doesn't speak to the non-issues of our lives. He speaks to the real struggles in which every human being is engaged. So I think when we come to the Ten Commandments in that way, they begin to jump off the page in a new way. This isn't a sort of a remote speech about a sort of moral perfection that's somehow out there. It's God speaking to us about the life that he's calling us to. And for this purpose, he gives us his Spirit.
All right. So if you can, open your Bible near the beginning of it. We're in Exodus chapter 20 as we begin the series, The 10 Greatest Struggles of Your Life. Here's Pastor Colin.
Well, life is a struggle, just in case you didn't know. It's also an adventure, isn't it? It's like climbing a rock face. It's a dangerous business. Infinitely worth it. I've really found the picture of climbing a rock face to be very, very helpful. There are moments, as we saw, of triumph. We think, yes! And then there's always another challenge ahead. The climb goes on throughout your entire Christian life. One day you're going to stand on the summit. Every believer will one day stand on the summit, but that day will not come until you're in the presence of Jesus. The whole of the Christian life is spent on the rock face. Now, some of us have been Christians for years. We've made some progress, but you're still climbing. And the most dangerous place, of course, for the rock climber is often when you think it's getting easier. It's possible to climb the most difficult phase, and then when you think it's getting easier, to slip just when you think you're making great progress. Others of us have only begun the climb, but it doesn't really matter where you are on the rock. All climbers essentially face the same struggle. Some stages are harder than others, but you can never climb without the struggle. If you're a new Christian, maybe you think that a pastor or one of the elders or someone who's been a Christian for 40 years who you greatly respect, maybe you feel that kind of person must just bounce out of bed every morning filled with love for humanity and longing to spend at least an hour in prayer, and that such a person will instinctively be so close to the Lord that they always just know exactly what to do. that they have such purity of heart and don't struggle anymore with unworthy thoughts or with mixed motivations. If that's what you thought, let me give you some encouragement. Forget it. Forget it. The Christian life is a struggle for every one of us from the moment of your new birth until the moment you stand in the presence of Jesus. Sure, if you're a climber, it helps to have some experience, but experience never takes the struggle out of the climb. But climbers do it because they want to. Because they have their heart set on the summit, because something within them calls them to the climb. And even as they struggle, they find joy in the journey. Now, the passage that we're going to be studying together as we consider this expedition is in Exodus and chapter 20, and we find there the Ten Commandments. And over some months now, I've become increasingly impressed by the fact that these commandments really do target the 10 greatest struggles of our lives. The Ten Commandments really frame the rock face. This is where the struggle of the Christian life really is lived and worked out. These are where you find all the issues that we face as followers of Jesus. Let me give just a quick overview. We'll do a countdown from the last commandment to the first. I hope you have your Bible open at Exodus and chapter 20. See if these are not your primary struggles. Starting with number 10, I've called it your struggle for contentment. You shall not covet. Is there anyone here who struggles over this whole issue of contentment? Can't rest, won't stop. Relentless in the pursuit of the next achievement, having more. The next job, the next challenge, the next relationship. It's not easy to be content. Something within us wants more. Number 9, your struggle with truth. You shall not bear false witness. Like watching some court dramas. And there's a great moment in the film you may have seen, A Few Good Men, when in the heat of cross-examination in a military court, an attorney played by Tom Cruise says, "I just want to know the truth." And a colonel played brilliantly by Jack Nicholson just explodes. He says, "You can't handle the truth." A lot of truth in that. It's not easy to handle the truth. That's why we spend so much of our lives deceiving ourselves and playing games. That's one reason why it's so popular in our culture today to have this idea that everyone has their own truth, because we don't want to face God's truth and handle reality. You struggle for truth. Number 8, your struggle with integrity. You shall not steal. How much can you be trusted? What can God trust you with? Number 7, of course, goes to this whole issue of the struggle with purity. Is there anybody here who finds that easy? You can't drive from here to Chicago without driving past billboards that are designed to lure your mind. Purity is a struggle. Number 6, your struggle for peace. You shall not murder. You say, "Well, I haven't done that recently." Well, thankfully not. Remember this. Murder is the last stopping point on the line of conflict. You may not have been to the terminus, but every one of us has been on the line. Anger. Resentment. The churning of the stomach as you think about an unresolved conflict. Your struggle for peace. Number 5, your struggle with authority. Honor your father and mother. Here are the first authority figures that God puts in our lives. But is there anybody here who does not know what it is to struggle with some person who is in a position of authority and you don't find it easy? Number 4, your struggle with time. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Get your work done in 6 days, the Bible says. Anyone find that easy or difficult? Get your work done so that you can give your time to God and give your time to those he has placed around you on the seventh day. It's a struggle to gain mastery over time with all that's on our plate and to live an ordered life for the glory of God. Number 3, your struggle with religion. Huge one. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. A lot of people today are really convinced that religion is the world's greatest problem. And that's hardly surprising. People blow themselves up today in the name of God. People have flown airplanes into tall buildings in the name of God. The world is in turmoil over the abuse of the name of God. And is there anyone of us who has not struggled in different situations where a person has used the name of God to try and justify their own agenda? Huge struggle. Number two, your struggle to worship. You shall not make a graven image. There's an impulse within us that wants to bring God down to our own level, to make him more of a little God, because that makes him more manageable and makes us feel more in control. But as soon as we bring God down to a little God level, we lose the capacity to worship, because you cannot worship a little God. The number one struggle, I want to suggest the first commandment, your struggle with God. You shall have no other gods before me, and that is our biggest struggle. Because there's an instinct in all of us, an instinct in me that wants to be my own God and live for my own glory, to pursue my own agenda, and when God calls me to do something that's difficult, I don't find it easy to let God be God. So, I'm convinced that these commandments describe in a penetrating fashion the 10 greatest struggles of our lives.
You're listening to Open the Bible Weekend with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called Life is a Struggle, the first in our series, The 10 Greatest Struggles of Your Life. Really an in-depth look at the 10 commandments. And we're going to pause the message here, but we'll get back to this in just a moment. If you ever miss a program in the series, you can always come and listen online. Our website is openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You can also podcast the program, or you can listen through the Open the Bible app, which you'll find for free at your app store. But whether you listen online, on the radio, or through the app, it's all made possible because of your generosity. So thank you for giving to and supporting this ministry. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to send you a copy of Pastor Colin's brand new book called Hike Through the Bible. This would be a great book to read if you're struggling to open the Bible, if you want to understand the Bible, or love Jesus more. Every chapter has 5 discussion questions and a memory verse that'll help you dig deeper into the Bible's story, seeing how the Bible is one story that begins in Genesis, runs to Revelation, and the whole way through, it points to Jesus Christ. It's not just a collection of unrelated stories, but one story about Jesus from beginning to end. And once you understand who he is, you're at the beginning of discovering all that God has in store for you. To get a copy of Hike Through the Bible for yourself, give a gift of any amount at openthebible.org or call 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365 or openthebible.org. Back to the message. Here's Pastor Colin.
Now, the last thing, I want us to take a moment before we set out for every one of us to consider honestly where you stand right now in relation to the Ten Commandments as we begin this series. And I want, as we think about this, where each of us individually and personally stands in relation, as it were, to the rock face of the Ten Commandments. I want to suggest 3 possibilities. Some of us think we've already climbed the wall. Now, there are a lot of folks who feel like that, who hang around in churches. Comes out when something goes wrong in your life, you immediately protest about how good and how faithful you've been, and why could God possibly allow anything to happen to such a good person as you? Instinctively, we think we've climbed the wall. Now, there was an occasion in the Bible when a rather brilliant young man got into conversation with Jesus, and Jesus spoke to him about the Ten Commandments, and his immediate response was, "All these I have kept since my youth." And I think he was sincere. I think he really believed that. He'd read the Ten Commandments, and at one level, he probably had kept them. Hadn't murdered anybody. Had been faithful to his wife. Hadn't told any whopping lies. Never raided a bank. no doubt had got straight A's, was a good upright citizen, flossed his teeth, and paid his taxes. Look, you're talking to a good living person, he's saying. Now, the problem here for him and for many of us who think in the same kind of a way, the problem is that he didn't understand the commandments. Jesus made it clear, you see, that the commandments are not limited simply to one action. That's why we said earlier, the command, you do not murder, addresses the terminus that is at the end of a long line that's called conflict. You may never have been at the terminus, but every one of us has been somewhere on the line. Many times. Many times. More than that, every negative command, you shall not murder, carries with it a reflective positive duty. And the positive duty, for example, of not murdering would include the positive caring, for example, of your own body. Because if you don't care for your own body as you ought to, and that's a trust from God, then on which direction are you moving? Once you see what the Ten Commandments are really all about and how they speak right into the categories of our greatest struggles, you will begin to say, you know, once I thought I was finished, now I see I haven't begun. There are a lot of good moral folks around who've never experienced the struggle. And honestly, if you've never experienced the struggle, that may be the first indication that you've never begun the climb. And it's a sad thing when a person's sitting in a deck chair thinking that they've finished the climb when actually they've not started. If you think you have climbed the wall, it's time to get out of the deck chair. And as you get on that wall, you'll quickly discover how much you need Jesus. Secondly, there are some of us who know for sure that right now we are stretched out on the wall. You have come to Christ and you've begun the climb. You want to please the Lord with all your heart. You want to do what is right, but it is so hard. And you've been struggling with the issues of living a Christian life for a long time on this rock face, and your arms feel numb. You can remember some victories in the past, but right now your legs just feel sore, as it were. You feel about exhausted. I was speaking to someone just a few weeks ago, and he described the difficulties he was facing in his marriage. It was a horrible situation. And he was really, really trying to honor the Lord in it. And he said, I'm just so tired of the battle. And we've all been there in one area or another of our life, tired of the battle. For some of us, God has called you to work in an environment where it's not easy to be a Christian. And you really want to model truth and integrity, but it is so hard. The pressures are enormous, and every day you feel like you're stretched out on the wall. I want you to know this, that this series is not about condemnation. It's about encouragement. It's about encouragement. The Christian life isn't easy, but by the grace of God, you can make progress one step at a time. And the very fact that you're struggling means that you're on the wall, and you should thank God for that. In fact, the fact that you want to be more holy than you are right now is the greatest single evidence of the fact that the Holy Spirit is at work within you, and you should thank God for that reality. What we have here and now is a beginning of truth, a beginning of contentment, a beginning of loving God, a beginning of worship, a beginning of all that it means to be faithful. It is a true beginning. It's not everything that it one day will be when we stand on the summit in the presence of Jesus, but it is a true beginning, and that beginning, by the grace of God, will one day be complete. I've found that has given me strength and encouragement when I'm stretched out on the wall. And then thirdly, there are some of us who've fallen off the wall. Let's be real honest about this. You know it. There was a time when you were walking with Christ, you were making progress as a Christian, but somewhere along the line your foot slipped and you came off the wall. Maybe it was the chaos of a workaholic lifestyle that got to you. Maybe it was an unresolved conflict. Maybe it was a secret deception. Whatever it was, you came off the wall. You lost it. And here's what I want to say to you. Thank God there's a rope. The rope is called the mercy of God, and it reaches you through Jesus Christ. If it were not for the mercy of God, you would be gone, lost forever. But you have been held in the mercy of God, and that mercy reaches you in Jesus right now. You're not where you used to be, but you're not lost either. There is hope for you, whatever you have done. So I want to say to you, get back on the wall. And as you climb, thank God that His mercy has reached you and that it has held you and that it will never let you go. And you will not be climbing out of obligation. You will be climbing out of gratitude. Now here's the very last thing. The wonderful thing about this difficult new life is that it is lived out in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Christian life is a struggle, but the Spirit of God is with you every step of the climb.
What an encouraging way to begin our series, The 10 Greatest Struggles of Your Life, being reminded that yes, life is a struggle, but the Spirit of God is with us in that struggle. Well, thanks for listening to Open the Bible Weekend with Pastor Colin Smith today. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, maybe you joined us late or you want to go back and listen to this again, you can do that when you come to our website. Just stop by openthebible.org. You can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. You could also listen through the free Open the Bible app, which you'll find at your app store. One other way to listen, you can get the entire series, The 10 Greatest Struggles of Your Life, on CD. Ask about that when you call us at 1-877-OPEN-365. That's 1-877-673-6365. Or you'll find ordering information online at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. We're able to be on the station because of your generosity. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to offer you a copy of Pastor Colin's new book. It's called Hike Through the Bible, 50 chapters, taking you all the way through the Bible story from Genesis to Revelation. And Colin, we're going to take a unique journey through the Bible together next year.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is a long book. I mean, it's nearly 400 pages, 50 chapters. And I know that there'll be many folks who will read through that very, very quickly. But I'm guessing that there are many more people who will think, I'd like to take a gentle hike through the Bible. And so I'd love to have the opportunity of hiking through the Bible with you next year. Here's how we do it. We take a chapter a week for the whole of next year. And I'm looking forward to releasing each week an episode of a new podcast that will be a companion to the book Hike Through the Bible. It'll give you some help and some encouragement at each stage along the journey. Be an absolute joy to do this together. You don't have to do this journey alone. Let's hike through the Bible together. And if you're part of a small group, maybe you'd like to invite your group to do this together. At the end of each chapter, there are 5 questions for you to discuss and to apply what you're learning from the Bible. It's going to be a joy to do this together. Let's make next year the year to hike through the Bible together, and let's begin by getting a copy of the book into your hands this month so you're ready to go in January.
Well, we want to send you a copy of Hike Through the Bible as our way of saying thank you for financially supporting Open the Bible this month. You can give right now online at openthebible.org or when you call 1-877-673-6365. That's 877-OPEN-365. And again, our website is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. Open the Bible Weekend is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible.
Hi, this is Pastor Colin again, and I want you to know about Watch Your Doctrine. Watch Your Doctrine is a six-session course that is geared for leaders but accessible for every believer. The six sessions will introduce you to six central truths of the Christian faith: how we know God, how God speaks to us, how sin affects us, how God's Spirit brings new life, how we're made right with God, and what Jesus accomplished on the cross. There are questions at the end of each session, and you can use them on your own, or you can discuss them with a friend. For more information, or to begin this free online course, visit openthebible.org/courses. That's openthebible.org/courses.